T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tonight, don't be scared. It's Halloween in Toronto, too. It is the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Toronto leads the series three games to two. We need a Cleveland tie, so we turn to the man who is our Cleveland tie at MLB.com. He is the pride of the east side of Northeast Ohio. He is Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com on the fan hotline. Anthony, how are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Dan and Andy. Dandy. I'm good. Could this be my first international appearance? I don't know. Maybe
it is.
Maybe the 2016 ALCS.
It is there a tariff on this or no?
Well, I'll be billing you shortly.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're just making sure.
Have you found out? Do they do Halloween in Toronto?
You know, I'm going to find out soon.
I don't know if they do. My guess would be yes.
Why? Just because Thanksgiving is a different day?
I think they do. You know, years ago I was in Italy on Halloween. And we were on a tour, and the tour guide said, you know, the kids, they go to the disco for Halloween, but they don't know why.
All right. Just so this is going to drive me crazy. Halloween is a holiday observed in Canada and in many other countries on October 31st. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Timeanddate.com.
Well, right. So
timeanddate.com just helped me out on that one. Thank you.
You know, they're accurate.
Yes.
But the question more is like candy. Do you hand out candy in Canada and all that kind of stuff?
It is the second largest commercially.
Are we all just hanging out at the discotheque?
Hang on a second. It is the second, one of the second largest traditions in Canada.
Outstanding.
What, next to Boxing Day? I don't know.
Outstanding.
Why don't we have Boxing Day here? October 31st.
Really gone by the wayside, you know?
Golden
Gloves and whatnot.
All right, before we get in a fight with Keith over not talking about baseball here, I got to be honest, after the 18-inning game, I thought this was all Dodgers. Man, was I wrong.
Yeah, a lot of us were. I think a lot of us thought this was all Dodgers going into the series. And, it's interesting because I like the Blue Jays' style of play a lot. It's really fun to watch in this environment. They have power with contact. It's like if you added power to the Guardians, you know, that's the Blue Jays offense. They play good defense. So they have all the things that can play up in October and has played up in October. But it was just like when you looked at the series coming in, and every day the Dodgers had the starting pitching advantage and both teams had shaky bullpen situations. So it just felt like, you know, the Dodgers could have a commanding edge here. But it is fascinating, though, guys. Like every time this has happened where – you know, one team sweeps its LCS and the other team goes seven games in its LCS, the team that has gone seven games goes on to win the World Series. It might not happen here because the Dodgers could still win this thing. They got Yamamoto tonight. But
yeah,
so far that trend is playing out, and that's wild to me.
Anthony Kastrovitz, MLB.com, joining us on the hotline. The crazy thing about this, too, Anthony, is the fact that the entire Dodgers lineup since that 18-inning game has seemed to have fallen into a total slump. It's unbelievable to see guys with MVP votes being this bad, you know, and MVP awards in their closets being this bad against this Toronto pitching staff. Do you think Toronto figured a way out to pitch to the Dodgers, or is this just a cold streak?
Well, the Dodgers swept that series against the Brewers in the NLCS, but they didn't. It wasn't like an overwhelming offensive performance aside from, you know, their starting pitcher in game four hitting three home runs. Aside from that, you know, it wasn't like, you know, they were tearing the cover off the ball. So so that has carried on in this series. And, you know, that's the reason the game went to 18 innings in game three is everybody was just kind of swinging for the fences. Nobody was able to generate any offense on either side for the longest time. I mean, the Blue Jays, you know, the Blue Jays have good pitching, but I think they've pitched above and beyond their capabilities in this series against the Dodgers team that, you know, the point has been made that the 18 inning game probably took more out of the Dodgers than the Blue Jays just because they're older, you know? And yet Ohtani, you know, pitching the next day after getting on base nine times. I mean, it's just, you know, the wear and tear was a little worse on them, but I can't emphasize enough, like, we could be having an entirely different conversation 24 hours from now because of who they have on the hill tonight. So it's funny how these series, like, you know, the emotions sway so wildly back and forth. And if the Dodgers were to force a game seven, you know, then the pressure's on the Blue Jays because they've never won it. So, but they did win a game seven in the LCS. So it could be a lot of fun here this weekend.
What are your thoughts on Yamamoto tonight, especially for a guy that's gone the distance and then all of a sudden, I mean, do you pay the price at some point when you go the distance as many times as he has recently?
It's hard to say, you know, these pitchers have come over from Japan. They're on different schedules over there, and that's the biggest adjustment for them, you know, coming to the States, coming to MLB. And he has made that adjustment here. They've been able to accommodate his schedule, basically. But now you're in the postseason, and you're right. I mean, you're getting deepest you've ever pitched in the year, most things you've ever pitched, and it's hard to maintain that. But if anybody can do it, it's that guy because there's no one way he gets people out. I mean, he's got six or seven pitches. He throws the kitchen sink at you, and he so no start, you know, has to necessarily look like the last, you know, facing the same team twice in a series. It's not the same penalty for him that it might be for other guys. So we'll see how he does tonight. But yeah, he's coming off two straight complete games, which in this era, as you guys know, is so unusual. I was actually looking it up. The last guy to throw two complete games.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a World Series with Tom Glavin back in 1992, so it's been a long time.
Well,
I don't know if he'll do it tonight because, you know, it's an elimination game for them, and they can't, you know, the first sign of difficulty for him, they got to be maybe aggressive with the bullpen. But, if he were to throw another complete game in a win, you know, to avoid elimination, that would be pretty historic.
I mean, think about 20. What if he, 27 straight innings is what you'd be looking at there. I'd be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sooner than I thought. I figured you would come back to the guy who was sitting behind home plate in the Dodger game.
Well, here's the other fascinating line here, too. I mean, is Ohtani coming out of the bullpen, or are you moving him over? I mean, like, you could have him close if you're on the line, yeah, right? I mean, your season's over if you don't win. So,
yeah, it's, you know, they wouldn't do that in the season. You know, there's always been talk of, like, well, should Ohtani be a reliever? But you can't do it in the season because, like, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't jury rig a schedule in the bullpen. You don't know when you're going to need him. And, you know, it's dicey because if you take him out of the game as a DH and put him in as a reliever, he then, if there's a defensive inning after that, he then has to play the outfield in order to stay in the game, which he hasn't done at all, but he is willing to do. And, you know, we're in the last game or two of the World Series. I think anything's on the table, including Ohtani in relief. So, yeah, that would be pretty fun to see.
That'd be awesome.
Do we see Springer in the starting lineup today, Anthony?
I think so. I mean, based on what they were saying yesterday, I mean, he has to, you know, check all the boxes pregame. But, they seem to be in that way. It's crazy because, you know, an injured oblique is usually a couple months. And, you know, we're at a time of year where guys will do whatever it takes to suit up and play. So he's going to do that, I think, tonight.
Look, you've been around Mark Sparrow and Ross Atkins since, you know, since you started, right? Your thoughts on their approach to this, and can they get there and win a world? Like, I'll be super happy for those guys if they can win this thing.
Oh, me too. Definitely. You know, they came here at the end of 2015, going into 2016. And it was a really awkward situation because Alex Anthopoulos had just gotten this team back in contention in 2015 and then 2016. Both of those years, they go to ALCS. And it was just super awkward because, you know, here comes Mark and Ross and the team is good and the team goes to ALCS, but it's not their team. And then they go and do a rebuild basically after that. And people here were vicious towards them. They're very territorial here. They didn't like these Americans coming in. You know, Alex Anthopoulos was a Canadian, and was having success. And then these guys come in and, you know, they're from the United States. And so you have to prove it. And it took them a very long time. You know, the Vlad Guerrero era, they made the playoffs three times, but they didn't win a single playoff game, let alone a playoff series. And you know, these guys were entering, you know, I think Mark was entering the last year of his contract this year, Ross next year, I believe is the last year in his contract. So they're in pretty shaky ground. They finished last in the AL East last year, but you know, that story's completely shifted now with this run. They're going to be fine. They're going to be here. They built something special. And like I said, it's a fun team to watch because of the way it's built, because of the way they put the ball in play and play good defense and, you know, play baseball.
Anthony Kastrovitz, MLB.com, joining the fan hotline. Well, there's a lot of former Guardians floating around on the Blue Jays as well. It probably seems close to home on a chunk of them. The one that I've always had circled is Ernie Clement, who was a guy who, when he was in Cleveland here, everybody thought was just kind of a, you know, a utility guy. You were hoping for the best, but the bat really never came around. And then so far in the series, it's clicked for him. What do you think has been the thing that has made it work for him after he's bounced around a bit?
Yeah, and Cleveland wasn't the only team to give up on him. I mean, the A's released him, and this guy's been unbelievable. He's been on base like every time he comes to the plate. And it's October. He had a very good season for them, but his October's been on another level. And I think it's just another example of that. That's a guy who knows who he is, right? He doesn't try to hit for power. He's not trying. He can. He's got a little thump, but you know, he's not trying to do that. He is trying to get the bat to the ball and make things happen. He perfectly fits the mold of someone who would have come out of Cleveland where they, you know, they point to Jose Ramirez and say, do that. I've really been impressed by him. I like his demeanor. I like his confidence. And he perfectly represents this Blue Jays club where, you know, they got a handful of guys like that who, you know, they're not big names by any means, but they really play well together. They have a very cohesive clubhouse.
All right, we got about a minute left here, my friend. What happens? Look into your crystal ball.
Yeah, I think we go seven. What would happen in game seven? I don't know. I mean, you'd have a 41-year-old Max Scherzer on the mound for the Blue Jays, which could be fun. I just feel like Yamamoto forces game seven, and then, I don't know, wake me up tomorrow, and I'll come up with a prediction for that. But that's my gut feeling for now. I just feel like this has been a great World Series, and I just feel like it deserves a game seven.
God, I'm here for 41-year-old Max Scherzer on the mound at a Game 7 again.
That would be fun.
When that guy retires, I'm going to be so heartbroken.
All right. Anthony, I know we waited a long time. We scheduled this interview months ago, and for you to come through, yes, I totally appreciate you. we're looking forward to reading your stuff on MLB.com. Way to make Northeast Ohio proud, despite the fact we don't have anybody playing in this game, but that's all right.
Well, I got half the Blue Jays have Guardians roots, so there you go.
That'll work. All right, thanks, and guys. Let's not forget the manager of the Dodgers once played here, right? I mean, Dave Roberts, we're good that's with true. That. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, Anthony, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will talk to you soon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.